Virginia Public Radio is underwritten by the Virginia Education Association. Teaching, learning, leading.
As canvassing for voters got underway under cloudy skies.
Hello, would you like some information about a candidate? You have a good day.
And poll workers at some 2,500 locations in Virginia opened for in-person balloting.
The polls are now open.
More than 180,000 people had already cast absentee ballots. That's a lot more than in 2013, the last comparable election. And officials say that's a sign that overall voter turnout could be stronger this year than 4 years ago, when 43% of registered voters cast a ballot. The turnout of younger voters could be higher, too. One advocacy group, NextGen, says it got 20,000 new voters signed up for this election by targeting college towns. Some voters say they hope the results will be a sign of support for or resistance to President Trump. But others, like Sarah Arthur of Radford, were hoping more people would consider third-party candidates.
It's not something people usually think about. They just think there's only two options and there needs to be more.
More candidates who will listen to the voters, too, said Steve Price of Christiansburg.
It's gotten really bad to me. I don't like the way that politicians are conducting themselves.
Politicians, pundits, and party workers will find out what the voters were saying a few hours after the polls close at 7 p.m. I'm Joe Stanunis.